If I stay in this particular site for, you know, say some years, I'd be interested in looking at how the if there's any long-term drift in it getting, say, warmer or wetter or drier or whatever, or more extreme events or less extreme events or more snow or whatever. So I guess, you know, the first thing you need to be able to know if that's happening is accurate data records. So I've no idea how long I'm going to stay living there, but it might be for some years. So that might be a good way of actually getting being able to define the actual climate change of that place where you're living. And climate change is very relevant at a local scale. So when people talk about climate change and forecast predictions from climate models, one of the key limitations is the models are producing predictions that are quite a low spatial resolution. So they've got grid box sizes. You might only have a few grid cells covering a small country, but this is sort of making the connection between climate change predictions, which are quite a big sort of scale, but it's not really got any local resolution. This is actually very local what you're actually measuring, so it's directly relevant for people's everyday lives, what the weather's doing in your back garden. You can actually, I mean, if you have a long enough record of this, you can actually demonstrate the local effects of climate change that are acting on these scales that are directly relevant for people's day-to-day lives. Right. And that's the interesting thing about it, I think. Because local sites, they have unique, obviously, weather conditions. Like, I live on the edge of a lake, so that's going to have some effects on the wider effects of climate change, on affecting the local meteorology of that place, because the lake might modify that in some way. So I'm particularly interested in long-term in looking into that if I stay there sufficiently long. It's a sort of personal research interest, really, I suppose, but also connecting this sort of very small, you know, local scale measurement with wider scale climate change, I think, is really interesting.